Throughout my career, I've had the opportunity to talk to people from all different walks of life. We've talked to politicians and musicians and ventriloquists, you name it. But this might be a first. Getting ready to speak to Boomer the Dog. Boomer the Dog is actually Gary Matthews, who is a retired technology worker and self-confessed nerd who thinks he's a dog. He's 48 years old and wears a dog collar, eats dog food from a bowl, and loves milk bones and dog cookies. He prefers to be called Boomer the Dog and has the most fun wearing his dog suit as he wanders around the streets of his hometown of Pittsburgh. Okay, well, now it starts to make more sense. Barking at cars and digging holes in the backyard. These are all things that Boomer the Dog does. Gary, as some common folk like to call him, says he's never been in trouble with the law and is not seeing a psychiatrist or taking any kind of medication for mental illness. Money is not a problem. When his parents died, he inherited their house and a trust fund to live on. So he's a self-sustaining dog who eats from a bowl and digs holes in the backyard. All right. Hello, Boomer. How are you?
Oh, great.
Man, so I guess my first question is, why are you doing interviews this morning? I don't know if you're promoting something or you just want to get the word out that you're a dog.
Well, mainly just to get the word out that I'm a dog. The media kind of came to me and asked about, you know, because I was on the show called Taboo, which is a National Geographic show. And, well, it ran here in the USA, then in the UK, and that kind of started some more publicity. So they just kind of called, the media just kind of started calling.
So at what point in your life did you stop being Gary and start being Boomer?
Well, it's been a lot of, you know, stages through my life because it's gone through, you know, different things as I grow kind of into being a dog. Where I saw a movie when I was 11 years old called The Shaggy D.A., and it has a dad who changes into a dog at different times through the movie, and then, you know, he has a lot of adventures. And that kind of set something off with me. I was, like, really, really entranced by that movie when I saw it in the theater. And so I played dog after that. And then later, the Here's Boomer show came out. He's a tramp dog who goes around the country and, you know, just, like, helps people out and has adventures, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, so just, you know, over time, it's just like, you know, it got became part of my personality, built up into this thing where it's just like me and I'm a dog.
Are you ever at a point where you still feel like Gary, or do you always feel like Boomer now?
Well, it's all kind of combined. My identity is, you know, I'm trying to bring everything together, the human side, which because dogs, I as a dog and other dogs live in the human world, so, you know, we're all like kind of together anyway. And I'm trying to bring things to, you know, in my life together so that I have that, you know, human abilities and also a canine sense to me too, where I kind of see things, you know, in a canine way and understand them that way.
What does that mean, you're trying to bring it together? Like, you're bridging the gap between the two worlds?
Well, maybe. I think, you know, it has, like, on a personal scale, I think I am. Because I have a dog identity, which I feel is a part of myself, you know, strongly, you know, of course, I don't want to keep it in, you know, in separate places. It's such a part of me.
Right,
and yeah. I feel it's like, you know, it's where my creativity comes and all that. So I'm trying to bring things together, you know, in myself.
Sure.
All the parts of myself together.
We're on the phone with Boomer the Dog from Pittsburgh right now, formerly known as Gary Matthews, possibly the bridge between the human world and the canine world. I'm looking at a picture of you, and you are somewhat of a sheepdog, correct?
Right. The breed is Pyrenean Shepherd, and they're a smaller sheepdog. I might look like an old English sheepdog.
Yeah.
And that's what Here's Boomer is, and he is the dog who inspired my name and kind of my look.
Right.
But that's the way the costume came out, looking like the big sheepdog.
Yeah, have you ever thought, now that you've lived it a little while, that you might want to go for a sexier type of dog, like maybe a Siberian Husky?
Well, no, because I feel, you know, it's such a part of me to be the Here's Boomer dog. I had several dogs before that that I kind of was working with, a dog named Pongo, who was a Dalmatian, and, other dogs, too.
So you were Pongo for a time?
Yeah, I was Pongo way back. I was about 14 or 13 when I got, into being Pongo, yeah.
Okay, so this is something that's gone on. So you're 48. Is that 48 in human years or 48 in dog years?
Yeah, well, that's in human years.
Okay, so you're like 1,000. And when you were very young, you were Pongo, you were a Dalmatian, and your body has kind of taken the place now of a sheepdog, this dog named Boomer.
Yeah, from the Here's Boomer show. That was out in, like, around late 70s, early 1980s, and it was just a regular network TV show.
Okay.
For a half an hour. Really, cool to me. I liked it.
Yeah, I read here that you're also part of this community that is referred to as the Furries, which I've heard of before, and it's other people that are kind of going through the same thing that you are, where they take the form of animals and believe that they're animals, and you get together. Have you gotten together with other furries before?
Oh, yes. In Pittsburgh has the, number one furry convention in the country.
It's
the largest one. Yeah, and that's where I'm from, so I'm like right there a few miles away from the convention.
Just makes sense, doesn't it, buddy?
Kind of. I mean, yeah, why I joined them. I mean, I was a dog before I knew anything about furries, but it's a place that you can go to at least be understood, somewhat. I'm probably seen as more of an extreme furry because a lot of furries just want to be mascots and cartoonists with Disney, and they might not want to refer to themselves directly as animals for real.
Right.
But, so I'm a little bit farther along that way.
Yeah, they're kind of half-assing it. They're not digging holes in the backyard like you are.
Right, I don't think so. I mean, they might do it for fun, but, I do it because I'm a dog.
Now, do you do that for fun? Do you get fun out of digging holes in the backyard?
Yeah, actually I do. I mean, all the different dog things that I do are something that I need to do because it's kind of like a part of my canine outlook to do doggish things. Or, I eat dog food once in a while. So that's part of, part of it too. I don't do it all the time, but when I feel like I want to be a little more, have that little more canine feeling, then I do certain behaviors
right.
like that.
Right, but you'll eat human food as well.
Yeah, mostly I do.
Does it have to fall off the table, or can you eat it on the table?
Yeah, I eat it on the table.
Okay.
Unless I'm going to do the dog thing, then it's like regular. Then I go all the way as much as I can.
Sure. We're talking to Boomer the dog right now. He's from Pittsburgh. Now, Boomer, So with the furries, do you have a furry girlfriend, or have you been involved in anything with a furry-on-furry action before?
No, actually not. I kind of have just been really sincere about my identity, and I've been working, through that kind of stuff, and I'm not really, I'm kind of just pretty different, and it's a little hard for me on those kind of things because I do get into, being a dog that much, so I'm a little bit eccentric.
Right, but I mean, dogs have some kind of libido, unless they're, you're not spayed or neutered, are you?
No.
Okay, so, is that something that exists within you? Do you have sexual urges?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But I don't, I don't have any, companions or anything like that. It hasn't happened yet, and I kind of, I don't know, I'm just a little bit of a loner sort of dog.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Would you like to have sex as Boomer with somebody?
Oh, well, I don't know. If I haven't really considered it, to be honest. I kind of I like the concept of anthropomorphic canines, which are the kinds that furries draw and make. And so that's kind of puts me in a bind because I have something that doesn't really exist, that I'm interested in.
Right.
So that's a problem. It's like more of a concept than reality.
Well, look, I hope you find love, Boomer. And I hope you find it as boomer. I think that that's who you are, and you shouldn't be judged for it. And I hope that there's a female dog out there somewhere that would like to see what you're all about.
Well, another really, I would probably find another really serious canine like me to be attractive. That would, because I'm sure I would get into, you know, anybody who's into it as much.
Right. Well, I mean, when you're at these conventions, does that ever happen? Do you ever spot a sexy canine?
Well, no, not by looks. And actually, you can't really have too much of a conversation at a convention. There's so much going on or furthering costumes and things. So it doesn't really, you know, you can't like meet up with people sincerely at a convention.
Okay.
You might, but I found the trouble because I'm always like, oh, where's this? What's that? You know, look at this suit and stuff, you know?
Yeah,
so
well,
I don't.
Look, you got to take some you time, Boomer. And, you know.
That's true.
There's got to be puppies at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. A boomer breed, that would be funny. They'd have to remember that I want to change my name in court to Boomer the Dog.
Oh, is that so in the works?
Oh, yeah, I'm still trying to do that. That's what started the media to find out about my story.
Okay.
And, yes, I'm still going. I want to petition again to the local court because they refused me the first time, and hopefully something will come out of that. And then if I got married and I got that name, then the last name would be Dog, right?
Yeah,
the
I guess
family
so.
Name would be Dog.
Well, look, Boomer, you're a gem, and I wish you the best with everything, and I hope you behave well. People are out of town. And
well, thank you.
God, I don't know what else to say to you, man. But thank you. Thanks for taking some time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, too.
All right. Yep, there we go. Good luck. Thanks, Boomer.
Okay, thanks.